AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Let's get this done.
President Biden says he and Democrats in Congress reached a historic economic framework on his big tax and spending bill.
It's fiscally responsible. It's fully paid for.
The president spoke before leaving for climate summits overseas. Progressive House Democrats want to see the fine print. Washington's Pramila Jayapal is looking at priorities that were left out.
Paid leave is not in the framework that the president laid out. And it's breaking our hearts, and we hope maybe something changes. But at least with the framework that is there, we can endorse that in principle.
The plan has been scaled back to $1.75 trillion. An $88 million settlement has been reached between the Justice Department and the families of nine people killed in a racist attack at a black South Carolina church in 2015. Gunman Dylan Roof was allowed to buy a gun through a faulty background check. Jennifer Pickney's husband was one of the nine killed.
I still relive and I still think about what happened being there. I'll remember it to the day I die. And so I live with it every day.
Attorney Bokari Sellers says the 88 in the settlement is the number typically associated with white supremacy and the number of bullets Dylan Roof said he had taken with him for the attack. Health officials are changing their definition of lead poisoning in young children. The more stringent standard will more than double the number of kids ages 1 to 5 with worrisome levels of lead in their blood to about 500,000. Britain is removing the last 7 countries on its travel red list, meaning travelers vaccinated against the coronavirus will no longer have to quarantine in a government-approved hotel after arriving in the UK. On Capitol Hill, ExxonMobil's chief executive says the company does not spread disinformation regarding climate change, and he and other oil company chiefs countered congressional allegations the industry concealed evidence about the dangers of global warming. This is AP News. The partner of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says a decision to extradite him to the U.S. would be totally unacceptable.
As U.S. authorities launch a new battle to make Assange face American justice, Stella Morris spoke outside the court to Assange supporters.
U.K. courts are now faced with this decision about whether they can extradite a journalist to the country that was plotting to kill him. It would be unthinkable that they would go along with it. I hope that justice will be served.
Appealing against an earlier legal decision, an attorney for the US government on Wednesday denied that Assange's mental health was too fragile to withstand the US judicial system. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A judge ruled Assange was likely to kill himself if held under harsh US prison conditions. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.